go back to the beginning of this week. A hectic week for you. Drop the mic moment. How was the rally to kick things off this week? I mean, you're 40 and you're dropping mics. I mean,
it was great,
like,
man.
You're 20.
It was great. We're having fun. I mean, it was a great scene out there. Every year, it's just, it blows me away. You know, we're leaving for the Super Bowl. I remember some of these rallies that we had, and today was incredible. So you get hyped up out there. People are screaming, and, you know, we're getting excited, and, you know, next thing you know, we're saying some crazy things, and I'm having a good time.
The tight end was excited. Now, did he teach you that from London way back in the day? Remember when he spiked the mic? He ended up shattering.
He did.
I think you guys couldn't talk after that.
He did, I know. Thank God. And that was an easy way to send us off. So they were all pretty excited that, you know, get out there and, you know, we're heading to the bus to come to Minnesota.
All right. Last week, the head coach said it obviously wasn't open heart surgery, but I played a position. You obviously play it now. Your hand is vital to the position.
Yeah.
You had a little scare last week, right? A couple hours?
I think it was pretty, I'd say it was a pretty big scare for me. You know, it's an important part of my body. So I really, a lot of times, only care about what my right arm is doing. So, you know, my right hand, you know, that's pretty important. And, you know, it wasn't quite sure how it was going to turn out. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. Fortunately, it was good enough for the Jacksonville week, and it was a tough game. And then, you know, with 2 weeks to get ready to go for the Eagles, you know, I'm hoping it's 100%.
Cover you for a long time. You're pretty aware of, I think, what's said on the outside. Now, there's a graphic of the continental United States out there asking people, who are you rooting for? I mean, do you embrace the hate? That's kind of what motivates the team, right?
Yeah, I can understand. I mean, there's not a lot of people, you know, I wouldn't be rooting for us if I rooted for another team, too. That's just the way it goes. And I think we've been a team that's been tough to beat for a long time, and they want to beat us, and they want to see other people win this game. And I'm fine with that. I mean, fortunately, you know, we're only playing 53 other guys on the other team, and they're playing 53 of us, and whoever wins is going to be who plays the best. But that's part of playing football. It's part of playing sports.
What do you like the most about this team? Is it resiliency or the ability of that next guy stepping up?
That's a great word. And I think there's a lot of resiliency. I think there's a lot of determination. I don't think this team's ever really batted an eye. We took the blows, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we took them. We didn't like them. Some of them didn't feel very good. But then we came back and started swinging again.
Yeah.
And I think it hasn't always looked pretty. But I think we found our way coming down the stretch. And, you know, to be 2-2, to finish, whatever, 13-3, 15-3 now, you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, I've been a part of a lot of good teams.
Sure.
I mean, that's a great way to finish the year.
When you take the field tomorrow, it's going to be the eighth one for you, obviously. You played in seven of these, most of any quarterback in history. What's different about the day that you've learned from going back to? How much will you lie on those previous seven when you take that field tomorrow?
Quite a bit. I know how to pace the week. You know, I know what's important. You know, what you're going to remember from this week is the score.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have some memories of maybe a couple other things, but at the end of the day, you know, the ones you win are that's what you're going to remember. The ones we've lost, man, I've tried to put those so far back in the back of the brain. No, those are hard to ever get to. So I think just being, you know, focused on what we're here for. We're not here for the parties. We're not here for the, you know, all the other extracurriculars. We're here to win the game. I love where we're at. I love where we're at as a team. You know, we've had a couple great weeks of practice preparing for this, and now we get to go cut it loose.
Let's see it one more time. Thanks for letting me call my third in 4 years. It's been special.
Good, man.
Go out and have
Glad
your day tomorrow.
Thanks, though. All right.